Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Good morning, Jayden Forster.
Good morning, PT.
And how's things in your part of the world, my friend?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you for asking. Looking forward to the weekend. It's been a very long week, and a longer week for some. If it's not Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it's Craig McLaughlin. He's in the witness stand and has been this week in his defamation trial. What's happening, Jayden Forster?
Yeah, well, he copped a real grilling yesterday during what was quite an intense cross-examination by the defence lawyer, and it was all very clinical, very much relentless, and he was accused of deliberately lying to the jury about giving air kisses to female performers beneath the sheets in that famous bed scene in the Rocky Horror Show, and he admitted to once jokingly kissing his accuser, Christy Whelan Brown, who we know he's suing in this particular trial, on the hips. But said that it was physically impossible for him, based on where he was in the bed, to kiss her anywhere else. And the day before, on Wednesday, he actually spoke of the mental and the physical impact of all of these allegations, telling the court that he became a social hermit, that he wore a disguise when he went out in public. And when the claims broke back in 2018, he said that he had actually smuggled out of South Australia in a small plane back to Victoria before heading home to New South Wales. So, you know, look, you look at this at times and you look at what's being presented and you think, oh yeah, Craig's coming out of this pretty rosy. And then other times you think not so much. So not dissimilar to the Johnny and Amber situation. It's still very early days. There's a long way to go.
Yeah, it certainly is. Tragedy for the family of Ian Thorpe's ex this week after he died suddenly in Bali.
Yeah, this was really sort of a shock and surprise. This is a bloke by the name of Ryan Channing. He was 32, a model. He had a legal background, and he actually ran a popular skincare company here in Australia called The Black Group. Obviously became quite well known, I guess, inadvertently for being Thorpe's first boyfriend after he came out. And it was at the very sort of early stages of their relationship when the same-sex marriage debate was playing out. But yeah, they were very serious. Unfortunately, his brother confirmed on Wednesday that Ryan had passed away in Bali on Sunday after battling some health issues for quite some time. Exactly what that means is still unclear, of course, but very sad, just very, very young, and a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, very, very much so. To wrap up our entertainment report this morning, one of my favourite Australians with very sharp claws, Hugh Jackman, nominated for another big award.
Yeah, very sharp claws. I see what you did there. Well done. Yes, one of my favourite people too. But yeah, he's up for the Best Actor Award at the Tony Awards in about a month's time, the 14th of June, our time. Of course, the Tony Awards being for theatre and musicals on Broadway. And this is for his Broadway show, The Music Man, the all-singing, sort of all-dancing role. Perfect for Hugh, perfect for Broadway. And the musical as well, for what it's worth, is up for the award for Best Revival of a Musical. So they had a few false starts due to COVID. The cast and crew got COVID and they had to put things on hold for a little while. So I guess if they were to win, this would just be an ultimate reward for them. And yeah, if Hugh actually wins, it will be his third Tony Award overall. So we'll have our fingers crossed for Hugh and also for that show come the 14th of June.
He really is a jack of all trades, isn't he, Jayden Forster?
Ha, ha, ha. Very, very funny.
Oh, I'm on it today. I'm not sure what that actually is, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. There's another very famous joke that surfaced on a US sitcom called Two Broke Girls, which I won't repeat at this hour of the morning, but, yeah, if you've watched that show, you'll know the one that I'm referring to.
I know exactly what you're referring to. I love that show, Two Broke Girls.
It's a very, very good show. It's a shame it's not on Channel 10 or 10 Peach here in Australia anymore on free-to-air, but, yeah, very, very good show.
Yeah, you can get it on streaming services, though, and if you've never seen it, very, very funny for its time. 16 away from 8. Jayden Forster with our Big Show Entertainment Report. We'll do it again next Friday.
Pleasure. Thank you, PT.